USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are now 3.4 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States, and the death toll has topped 136,000. Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Georgetown University that teens and young adults need to take the pandemic seriously.
Individuals, mostly young people, were seen at bars, congregated in crowded places, many of them without masks, which really adds fuel to the fire. So our challenge today and tomorrow and next week is to try and contain these outbreaks and get us back on the track of being able to not only contain but also to open safely.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been admitted to the hospital. She's being treated for a possible infection after experiencing fever and chills. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.